Ah, good. You're awake. I was concerned the dosage might have been a bit off. I do want to get started. Feel free to struggle if you wish. I believe the bonds are quite secure, but the point of this experiment is to be a test, so please test the limits of my equipment. Who am I? Where are you? Why are you here? Why are you naked? I'm happy to answer your questions, but please keep them to one at a time. I do so appreciate order. To make things simple, I am a scientist who cares a very great deal about the continued propagation of the human race. You are in my lab, bound within a device of my own making. You are here to be my first live test. And you are naked because the experiment demands it. Don't fret. I assure you, it will be nearly painless, and I assume, quite pleasurable. You see, I've become troubled by the drastic reduction in birth rates across the modern nations. For many countries, we're dipping perilously close to a low replacement rate. You do understand, don't you? I do hope you're not a dullard. Simply put, people are not breeding nearly as much as they were in past generations. Even rates of sexual intercourse are dropping. My colleagues have ignored these problems or taken the mildest steps to rectify it. It's my concern that without intervention, humanity could drop to catastrophically low population levels within a few centuries. We need to be prepared. We need to have an infrastructure in place to prevent it. And so I've created this. My prototype breeding machine. An ingenious mixture of chemical and mechanical engineering that automates sexual intercourse and simultaneously increases fertility rates drastically. If men and women will choose not to reproduce, I will simply choose it for them. I imagine within a century or two, most major governments or corporations will make use of these machines to maintain the workforce. Hush, hush! You sound just like the people who kicked me out of the university. This is a problem, and I will solve it. I have. And you're the ideal test subject. Entirely average. It was difficult to find someone who qualified, to be honest. Just relax. You can't stop it. This marvelous machine of metal, glass, and leather entirely controls you now. You're going to feel a bit of a prick on your right buttock. Try not to tense. I told you not to tense. Merely for your own convenience, of course. You've just been injected with the first of three chemical cocktails that drive the physiological aspects of the machine. This one was designed to induce extreme arousal in males. Please do not resist. I'd like an untainted trial. I hope you don't mind if I dictate my observations. Subject's heart rate is rising sharply. Breath increasing in frequency. Blood flow to the penis is within the predicted parameters. The erection is attaining a purplish hue. Some amount of sweat is in evidence. How do you feel? Do you feel a desire to copulate? Interesting. I'm going to add an element of visual stimuli to the test now. In actual practice, a female would be mounted in the device above the male subject to provide this, but for now, I will disrobe and provide the stimuli. My information indicates that the subject will be aroused by the sight of naked breasts. Mine are excellent examples of the female form. Yes, that's the response I was hoping for. The subject's penis has begun involuntarily muscle contractions, indicative of extreme arousal. Pupil dilation and increased breathing frequency are also in line with expectations. I will continue to disrobe. Excellent. The sight of a naked female, particularly the posterior and vagina, have continued to heighten the effects. Administering the second cocktail to the left buttock, now. This mixture is designed to rapidly increase the production of sperm, rerouting bodily resources to create in 5 minutes the amount of semen that will normally take a week to generate. The subject may feel a churning or aching within the testicles, as well as mild vertigo or lightheadedness as nutrients are moved away from the brain and to the reproductive organs. Are you experiencing these effects? Be honest, this is for posterity. Excellent. Very satisfactory. I will now fondle the testicles to test for sensitivity and growth related to the administered drug. Do not be alarmed. The subject's arousal has led to an extreme reaction to touch of any kind. It is possible to feel the increased activity within the testicles by manual touch. The combination of chemical, visual, and physical stimuli has caused the penis to begin emitting pre-ejaculate fluid. By all available data, the subject is ready for sexual intercourse. Now, we need the female subject. I had considered obtaining one from the general population, but the only way I can make sure I'm receiving accurate data is to test it myself. I will maintain a position of a remote control to disengage the female from the device near the point of male ejaculation, but otherwise will go through the same process any female subject would. I'm assuming the position the female is expected to be in. Arms and legs are spread, with the elbows bent, and the hands above the head. Knees are bent with calves parallel to the ground. The steel frame is intelligently aligning itself to my stature, and yes, the straps have deployed. I'm unable to move or escape beyond the confines allowed by the machine. I am now being hoisted over the male subject. Pressure on joints and at points of restraints are tolerable. There is no pain. The targeting and position software is working admirably. My vagina is barely outside of physical contact with the male subject's penis. The first injection is deploying now. The chemical mixture serves a dual purpose of inducing extreme arousal and neutralizing the effects of any chemical birth control method. I can feel my body beginning to heat up. My nipples are hardening and aching. My vagina has begun to self-lubricate to an astonishing degree. Vaginal juices are dripping onto the male subject's penis. My head is beginning to swim. There is a sensation of emptiness within the vaginal canal. I greatly desire sexual intercourse. As the system recognizes my state of heightened arousal, the second ejection should deploy. The effects of the prior drug has made the injection of the second an erotic experience. The cervix is being loosened, and the reproductive system more hospitable to sperm. Hormones associated with motherhood are deployed to increase the desire to become pregnant. I am experiencing light dizziness. My hips have begun to buck as much as the restraints allow. The final injection is being deployed both to myself and to the male subject. A mild intoxicant that breaks down inhibitions and mental resistance to the sexual act. Oh, it feels good. The moans and verbal pleas of the male subject indicate a desire for physical contact with my vagina. The machine is now lowering me. My entrance is brushing against his cock. Oh, fascinating. My ability to maintain professionalism appears to be compromised. The machine is slowly lowering me onto the cock of the stud beneath me. Ah, the slow movement of his cock within me is making my head spin. I desire more. The machine will not pick up the pace until a maximum possible depth of penetration has been found. The changes in angle and depth are very pleasurable. I believe the optimal angle has been found. The machine is programmed to use auditory and visual information to ascertain the best possible pace and depth of intercourse. Since the female orgasm has been shown to increase the odds of impregnation, female pleasure is of paramount importance. Oh, God, it feels good. The chemical and physical stimulation I'm eroding my ability to think. Fuck. Clearly, my pussy is being fucked to orgasm. I can feel it. Approaching. The speed is increasing and... God, I'm losing it. I'm going to come. Oh, yes, oh God, yes. It feels so fucking good. Oh God, oh fuck me. I'm coming, oh God, your cock feels so good. Oh, am I tight, little cunt. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God. That was far superior to orgasms I have experienced in the past, via manual stimulation or intercourse. I have received a booster shot of the drugs to maintain my arousal. I need another orgasm. I need to be fucked. I need cum in my little cunt. Come on, subject. Fuck me. Fuck my sobbing little pussy. Fill me up with your cum. I need it. I need you to fuck a baby into my fuckhole. I need you to fill me and fill me and fill me. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so fucking good. Use me. Use me like a little breeding slut. Fill my cunt up like the woman I am. Give me a fucking baby. God. Ah, that cock against my cervix is driving me crazy. No, I need to stop. I need to press the button. No, but it feels so fucking good. You want to come inside me, big boy? I know you do. Come on, do it. Fuck me like an animal and breed me. I can feel it coming. I can feel you twitching and pulsing. Come on, don't hold back. Oh, fuck my little cunt stud. You're gonna come and... Fuck. I'm gonna come with you. Come on. Yes, I can feel you. Oh, I can feel it. Oh, fill me up. Fuck, I'm coming again. Oh, God, yes, fill up my cunt, breathe me. Yes, so good to be filled. Oh, so good. Oh, God, that was wonderful. Oh, God, you got me pregnant. This wasn't part of the plan. I can't believe you. Oh, I guess it was my fault. I hadn't anticipated so much strength in the chemicals that it was quite irresistible. Oh, well, I suppose it would have been selfish of me not to spread my own incredible genes. That was very pleasurable. I wasn't able to get all the data I needed. I will have to procure a female subject so I can study from a position of more dispassion. Still, you should be very proud, subject. You are part of a historic breakthrough. Just rest now, and I'll return soon.